Even if you stumble, you're still moving forward. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get tips on how to deal with 5 of the most destructive thoughts many people have. Enjoy.
A calm mind is a happy mind. But most people, especially in this day and age, so it seems, do not have calm minds. I've always been a chronic worrier. And however my condition improved, I often catch myself overthinking and overanalyzing situations, either in the past or in the future. People that are loners can be very prone to these mind states, because generally they tend to think more and interact less with people. Oftentimes, negative thinking patterns go together with mind states that are destructive. I will show you 5 of these mind states and what you can do about them. 1. Guilt. There are 2 types of guilt. The first one is that a person is guilty of something. He or she has done something bad and therefore is guilty. This guilt is factual, cannot be denied, and isn't necessarily unhealthy. It's just the way it is. The second type of guilt is problematic. This is a mind state that makes you think about mistakes you've committed or not committed without knowing what to do about them. You constantly think about the things you've done, which leads to negative and unreasonable thoughts about yourself. Examples of this: you failed a test at school and now you think, I'm a worthless human being. Or you don't earn the minimum salary that society tells you to make and now you think, see, I'm a loser. In worst cases like cheating on a partner, I think it's a good thing to be aware of your mistake and the suffering this has caused to your partner and repent for it. However, bearing a cross of guilt the rest of your life isn't going to help anyone. Guilt is a paralyzing mind state that leads to suffering, self-hatred, and losing your self-confidence. As a consequence of this, people that are burdened with guilt will start to believe that everything bad that happens is their fault, which will lead to even more self-hatred. It's a negative spiral. There are several things we can do about guilt, like forgiving ourselves, change the things we can, and accept the things we can't, introspection and reflection, communicating with your environment, and simply check if your negative self-view is similar to the views about you, and lastly, calm your mind. 2. Attachment. In Buddhism, attachment is seen as a path to suffering. Attachment is not to be confused with true love and appreciation for others. Romantic love, for that matter, which is often projected in our culture as our ultimate concern, often manifests itself as an unhealthy form of attachment that leads to many negative emotions, like hate and jealousy, grief and anger. You can be completely in love with a woman one day, but hate her with a passion the next day when she doesn't answer your text messages. Ask yourself, does real love transform to hate at the blink of an eye? It doesn't, because this isn't real love, it's attachment. Attachment means that you have an inflated desire of not wanting to be separated from a certain object or person. The opposite of that is aversion. The Stoics see desire and aversion as 2 sides of the same coin. Both instances produce stress. An example: if you are attached to a person, you will suffer when that person leaves you. But if you averse a person, you will suffer when that person comes near you. Moreover, we could say that in both cases, you're attached to a certain outcome. Not getting that outcome causes pain. We can also be attached to certain views and ideas about the world. There are different things we can do about attachment, like replacing attachment by unconditional love, practicing letting go, studying the nature of human emotions, and accepting the impermanence of things. 3. Jealousy. The mind state of jealousy has some overlap with attachment. When you're jealous, you want to have what others have. You might be jealous of someone's partner, material possessions, job, etc. The problem with this mind state is that it builds resentment towards the person that you're jealous of, and builds resentment towards yourself because you don't have what they have. This is a form of suffering which eats up the energy you can use to actually work on yourself. Instead of feeling jealous towards people, you can be inspired by them. Or, what the Buddhists would recommend, Be joyous about other people's good fortune and be happy for them. The positive vibrations this creates will bring more happiness and joy in your own life and prevent that you suffer because of other people's success. There will always be people more successful than you. What a miserable existence it is to suffer every time you meet someone who actually has the things you secretly want. There are different things we can do about jealousy, like replacing jealousy with being happy for others, and detachment from, not aversion to, external things. 4. Fear. The four letters of fear can be seen as an abbreviation for false evidence appearing real. We fear future events. This leads to worrying about the future and anxiety. In our mind, we create all kinds of different scenarios that could come true, but we often forget that these are nothing more than fantasies. I've been battling with anxiety for many years, and I realize now that a great chunk of my thinking is dedicated to worrying about the future. Mostly, fear is based on thoughts that do not represent reality, especially when it comes to phobias. The reasoning behind phobias is often flawed. Sometimes we fear things that are not dangerous, like the fear of spiders, not the poisonous ones. And there's also something called chorophobia, which is the fear of dancing. I won't deny that there are things in life that we should watch out for, but letting these things put us in a perpetual state of anxiety and worry is detrimental to our health. There are different things we can do about attachment, like using rationality to challenge your flawed thoughts. Cognitive behavior therapy is a tool for that, which is actually based on stoicism. Accepting your thoughts and calming the mind by meditation is another option. And researching or even exposing yourself to the thing you're afraid of helps as well.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.